Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 13th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were December corn down a penny and a half at 585, September wheat up 4 cents at 816 and a quarter, and November beans down 15 and three quarter cents at 1327 and a quarter. Currently, we've got the dollar up 25 ticks. It just came within a half a tick of the contract high. And then backed off a little bit, but it's still up 27 points here at the moment. Crude oil has been up and down all day. It's been in almost a $4 range. Currently, it's down 19 cents at 95.65. That's $2 off the low. The CPI came out at 9.1%. I think that locks in a 75 basis point increase on the Fed meeting. That's 2 weeks from today. And interest rates certainly look like they're going higher to me. The Western Corn Belt remains hot and dry. Nebraska looks like it's going to have the brunt of the heat in the dry weather. Kansas, not quite as high, maybe a chance of rain. Illinois, Iowa, Indiana all look like they've got a couple of shots at rain over the next 4 or 5 days. Temperature is certainly more moderate than it is on the west. So the Eastern Corn Belt doesn't look too bad, but the west still looks hot and dry out. I think the big question now is, with the reports out of the way, what do the funds want to do? I still have the funds long after yesterday, 175,000 corn, short 25,000 wheat, long 119,000 beans, long 71,000 meal, and only 12,000 oil. So they certainly have corn, beans, and meal that they could sell out here. Overnight, the oil really took it on the chin. It was down about 230 ticks here, and that's what put the pressure on the beans overnight. Currently, the Dow Jones looks to open up about 360 points lower here. That may bring in more recession talk. That certainly won't be good for the grain markets out here. It looks like Brazil is certainly upping their exports to China, and I don't think that's going to stop anytime soon. They've settled most of their disagreements out there. And it looks like the Brazilians are selling corn and beans to China. So that certainly isn't good news for our export market out here, let alone the strength in the dollar. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.